I don't know. Without further ado, let's just start this bitch.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thanks, Elgin. Let's do that. Ready? Welcome.
I just got to say, only a comedian can wake up late and consider 4:30 in the afternoon waking up late.
It is, yeah. Well, I just kind of did wake up. You know, I don't know what it's been. I don't know if it's the weather here in Florida. It's been raining, right?
Yeah.
I can't fucking.
It's been raining too much.
I'm sleepy. I'm like, was it Rip Van Winkle? Who's the one who slept in the old fairy tale that slept for years or 30 years? Rip Van Winkle or Rumpelstiltskin?
Sleeping Beauty.
No, Sleeping Beauty's a chick. This was a dude.
I don't know.
You never had, like, your parents read you fucking bedtime stories?
No, we don't do that in my house.
No, it's not part. It's not like my parents did either, so.
No, we don't do that type of stuff.
You know.
But take your ass to sleep in my house.
Yeah, go to bed, motherfucker.
Yeah. Take your ass to sleep. That was my bedtime.
That was it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. But it's just, you know, I've been like, today I had to go to the dentist. I finally had this implant put in.
Okay.
Yeah. And my tooth.
Uh-huh. Well, of course, it's a tooth. I'm not a freaking retard.
Yeah, I got titties. I got implants. I always wanted to look better in a bathing suit. And
I'm mad you felt you had to specify it was a tooth at the dentist.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know. Like implant hair. Listen. It took months. It's procedure. And I finally got it in. And I came home. You know, it was 8:00, so I got home around 9:30, whatever it was. I'm like, well, what am I going to do now? And I did a little work, and I fell asleep.
This morning?
Yeah. Fell asleep till about 1:00.
Mm.
And I, you know.
Must be nice.
It is nice.
So what time did you go to dinner? You got back at 8:30?
No, I went to the dentist at 8, so I got back around 9:30, 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm bad with time. But, you know, this weather, it's just crazy because, like, I don't want to do anything. I want to fucking just rest, you know? What rhymes with Dougie is ugly? Well, I don't know, Michael Barefoot. It's not a good way to become a friend with me, calling me ugly and shit. Jesus Christ. I don't think I'm ugly. I think I'm a pretty good looking dude.
You're not my type.
Yeah, well.
I could do better than you.
You could. Hey, by the way, Chris Priester.
Mm-hmm.
Big salute out to everybody at Miami Improv.
Okay.
I was there this weekend.
Okay.
It was actually great. I got a late night text.
Okay.
At like midnight on Thursday.
You were performing or Chris was performing?
Well, I eventually performed because they reached out to me. Said, hey, you available to feature this weekend?
At midnight.
They text me at midnight. They say, are you available this weekend? I know it's short notice. Can you feature this weekend, Friday and Saturday? And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But then I had a gig on Saturday in Punta Gorda or whatever, Cape Coral, whatever.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, Florida.
Yeah.
North Florida, nowhere.
Yeah.
On the West Coast. West Side.
And it was basically 2 days away from the event, and it's a buddy of mine. He said he already sold tickets, and I felt bad, but they were so nice because generally a comedy club won't, like, split the weekend up.
Okay.
So they were nice enough to give me this Friday night.
Okay.
And I hosted for Mo Amer, yeah, a guy who's very funny. And Brian Coronado hosted it, you know, this weekend.
Okay.
So they let me do Friday, and they had, I think, Ridiculous did Saturday.
Okay.
And, so it was nice. So what,
anyway, what does Chris got to do with that?
Because after, I met with Matt and Melissa over there, and we talked, like, hey, we want to get you in here more often, blah, 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 especially if we have off nights and stuff. So Chris Priester and I have a tour called the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour.
Ebony and Olive.
I'm the Olive.
I would hope.
Right. And so we're gonna put a date down. It's gonna be like December 22nd. It's a Sunday.
Okay.
And we're gonna be at the Miami Improv.
Okay.
So Chris and I, we want to have other members, other Ebony and other Olive members of the show up on the show.
Can I be an Ebony?
He mentioned you right off the bat.
Oh, good.
So we like to have you, on the show.
You know, back in the day, you and I were the original Ebony and Olive. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, we
went
were.
To, where were we? We were in North Florida somewhere.
Yeah, we did a
at
Bonkers.
At the bowling alley.
It was
a bowling alley.
Yeah, we did the Bonkers at East Bowling.
It was a cool bowling alley, though.
Yeah, it was neat. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
That was a lot of fun. I drove, right?
I'm sure you did.
I remember I drove because I remember Bonkers owners said, hey, are you driving? Better make sure Dexter makes it.
Yeah, because I tend to have, you know, whatever. I like to get promoters. That's bad. I'm on time all the time now.
Yeah, it was a different, you know, in the beginning. Yeah, it was a different time. That was a different time. You're more reliable now. You got here today on time.
I'm grown. Huh?
You showed up here on time today.
Don't do that. You're going to ruin my reputation. Oh, you're going to make people think I'm responsible.
Yeah, that guy's not really black. He's just got, like, fucking face paint on. But it was cool. So, we're shooting for December 22nd on a Sunday because the next day, that's when spring holiday is. So there's no school. So he's going to try to bring a lot of teachers out and everything for that. So,
okay.
And we're going to be announcing a couple other people.
Cool.
They're going to probably host for us and everything,
I'd
too.
I say yes. If you ask me, I'd say yes.
All right, cool.
Ain't that a beautiful club, though?
I know. It's awesome.
It's a beautiful club.
It's nice. It's everything inside is beautiful.
It's classy.
And it's deep enough, not mm-hmm. too deep, where you're like not trying to fucking see somebody from miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wide enough where it's basically your peripheral vision.
Are we talking about a club or a vagina?
Well, I mean, we could be talking about it.
Oh, it's deep enough. It's deep enough, and there's enough room for all of me to fit.
Enough for all Dougie to fit in there. But no, it is, man. It's an awesome club. And the staff's awesome, and... You know, I'll say the only thing I wish was a little different was that green room. The green room's cool. It's a little stuffy.
It's like, long.
It's short. It's not very wide.
It's very long. It's kind of not that wide.
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of like that's not my penis we're talking about right now, especially the long part.
It's just a little bit too small.
Yeah.
It's something to be desired.
Yeah, it needs more color depth because I feel like I'm like in a closet, you know. And you never want to be out in South Beach or in Miami and have to come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Any rate, so you know, I mentioned this. Somebody posted. Now there was two. There was basically last week in the news and shit. There was, I guess there was a horrible story of a family, a young black family, a husband and wife, and their two kids.
Okay.
Walk out of some fucking store.
Yeah.
And I guess the little girl stole the Barbie doll.
How dare she?
Did you see this video?
I'm black. Was at the meeting.
they got everybody together and said, "Well, here's some new shit to fucking get
yeah,
an uproar.
Yeah, here we go.
Uprising. We will overcome, bitch."
Yeah.
And then the cops. It's just to me, it's unbelievable. The cops come out with drawn weapons and. Fucking for a girl who stole, you know,
a Barbie. I want to know how the police call was made. You know what I mean? Because how the police call was made, because, you know, if they would have said the little girl stole the Barbie, they came out like that, it's uncalled
yeah.
for.
Well, that's what I'm saying. To me, it's like, well, is this like the 18th time they stole shit? Like, is this
exactly.
family, you know, even then, you don't need
Barbie?
All that. Yeah. No. Even then, you just say, look, next time they come in, you know, put a trap, like when she grabs a Barbie doll, you know, and. Yeah, whatever. But so, all right. So this was ridiculous. You know, I like yes. to call it. I like to call them. That was a bad one. Yeah, that was horrible. That was a horrible situation.
Out of how many? That one was wrong.
That one was wrong.
That one was wrong.
That was wrong. Now
that one was that
no,
one.
No, no,
was
no.
Wrong.
That one was wrong.
That one. Oh,
and
okay.
that one, by the way, from a couple years ago, the
they
guy
didn't get arrested.
They got arrested, but
no.
I think Jay-Z went bailed or helped them.
No,
with
no,
their,
no, 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 no. I'm talking about the family. There was no arrests.
Well, I know that Jay-Z gave them money in a law firm to help them with this whole thing, and you know.
Jay-Z recently gave him money.
Yeah, like I saw a story or something like that.
I need to
like
get
that.
Arrested.
Yeah, you need to go steal some Barbie dolls.
I need some that Jay-Z Barbie dolls.
You ought to go in a Barbie.
I've been
doll.
Doing this wrong.
Yeah. So the thing. So all right. So that was obviously. And again, another horrible one was that was a few years ago when that guy was in the park with a cop and he tries to run away and he really runs badly and the cop shoots him in the back. As he's trying to run away in the park.
Oh, yeah,
remember that one? That guy got put. He got charged with murder.
And he
that
got
cop.
And he's actually in jail, South Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So that was odd.
But that was pitiful. That man run like an old black uncle.
Listen, I could have caught that guy. That's how fast. That's how slow he was fucking running.
Yeah, because he wasn't really running. Because he was like
he looks like he was.
He wasn't running. He was going that way.
Yeah.
That's not running. He was going that way.
He was basically not standing still.
Yes.
So
yeah, I wasn't running.
when the cop said he ran away, everybody's like, it didn't look like he was running. It almost looked like somebody tilted the earth a little bit, and he was he was kind of leaning off into the fucking.
You know, it's horrible when you can take your time and aim and really.
Yeah, I mean,
and really focus.
I mean, he could have made a fucking like got two rocks and put a rope around him.
I'm
tied
just
him up and threw it at the guy's legs and tripped him by the time.
If somebody's running from you, you're not supposed to be able to walk around them and get in front of them and shoot them.
Yeah. So, again, that was a situation, horrible situation.
And was that one right or wrong?
No, that one, the cop was wrong, man.
That's two.
That's two, yeah.
That's all. God damn.
Fuck yeah, man. Listen, I'm not. What do I look like, a Klan man?
No, I'm just saying. Okay, two. Okay.
All right, so, each case I look at individually, like everything. So, some people on Facebook are like, you're a racist and just because you make. Like, all right, so here's the thing. So, a young comic posted a video. This is just a couple days ago.
Okay.
Of, I guess there was. Cops, a bunch of cops around this young black guy. He was on the ground. He had his hands behind his back and his hall over his head.
Drug dealer.
I don't know what he was.
Okay, go ahead.
But there was a lot of cops after him.
Okay.
So I don't. Usually when there's six cop cars, it has to be something pretty.
No.
No?
No.
Not really?
No.
You think he was stealing a Ken doll?
No.
Fuck it.
I've been pulled over for going too fast, and I've had five or six cop cars.
Oh, yeah?
I've had so many five. So this is when I was younger. This ain't recent. This is like years and years ago.
Well, you had the long hair and everything.
No. This is before that. This is like out of high school.
Yeah.
I got pulled over for the speed limit. Say it's 45. I was going 50, and you have like five or six cops cars looking for something. But
right.
You know, I ain't never had nothing. So I was wondering why all the police was there too. So a whole lot of police. Doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot of activity.
Now, they weren't out of their cars with their guns drawn, were they?
This is before Black Lives Matter.
Okay, so, well, this is the thing. So, this if you follow the video, by the way, so that's what happened in the video. So, all these cop cars, women cops, it was a cross culture of police officers. It wasn't a bunch of whiteies.
Okay.
You know, it was just across women, guys, black, white. And you're watching the video, I'm like, what the fuck, this guy? Because they were, you know, they had him out in the street. And then there was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
A black woman who was walking on the street. She was screaming at, don't shoot him. He's like, my husband, you killed my husband a few years ago. Don't shoot him. Don't let him shoot him. He's not doing anything. Put them guns down. And she's screaming. Now, you know.
If I was on the ground, I would want that bitch to shut the fuck up. Because now somebody gets shot. Because now she's scared the police.
That was my point. That was my point to the
I'm
person.
I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just trying to be funny. Because you was wrong.
What did I say wrong?
Don't suck me into the Klan.
You'll be a Klanman before you know.
I was clowning. You was clowning. That's fucked up.
Don't be clowning when you should be clowning.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I get you. Falling. All right. So.
I didn't hear about that one, though.
No, but it was Zoe, young comic here, a white girl, Jewish girl.
Zoe.
She put it on Facebook, and I said, you know, first of all, because she called the cops Nazis. Look at these Nazis, blah, 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 blah. And I watched the video, and I go, why would you even say that? First, we don't know what the guy did, if he did anything. We don't know the extent of any of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, with just assumptive reasoning,
mm-hmm.
You would think the guy's done, he's suspected of something majorly wrong when mm-hmm. you got eight cops with their guns drawn out,
mm-hmm.
pointing it at the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, look at these Nazis. I'm like, look.
What did he do?
We don't know yet. I mean, but like you said, when the woman was yelling, I basically put in there, I said, look, and I didn't even want to make a post on Facebook because mm-hmm. all these other fucking hoople heads are going to go attacking me for my perspective or point of view. But I said, look, I go, you know, first of all, that woman is kind of endangering his life.
But she shouldn't endanger his life. Somebody shouldn't get shot because someone's outside got nothing to do with it and saying don't shoot her.
Obviously.
Because because the woman was trying to help. Because people do get shot because people are scared. Like, for instance, what was it? There was one where the cop, you know, the cop wasn't afraid, but he kept stating, I'm afraid and don't do that. Oh, for the guy who was picking up trash outside his house. You seen that?
Oh, yeah. The guy with the pitch thing as well. Yeah.
He had a little clipper thing to pick up trash. Yeah. You know, and the cop thought that was a weapon. He kept saying, I was afraid.
What's the garbage bag?
Yes.
The garbage bag, yes. A weapon, too?
Was that one, too?
Yeah, I watched part of that, but that didn't seem right.
We're going to go through these one by one.
Yeah, that was definitely, I didn't see a reason. I mean, like.
He was picking up trash.
He was picking up trash. It wasn't like he was picking up stereo equipment.
He was, well.
And DVDs and shit with the fucking thing.
It's like he was inside your house. Taking out your trash, your TVs and stuff. You don't want to know.
Yeah. So, But yeah, I'll be honest with you, I didn't fully watch that one.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I could tell, it didn't look like what the fuck's this guy thinking? What's the cop thinking? Like, the guy, you know,
racism.
Yeah.
Racism. He was thinking racist stuff.
That's now, do
racist.
You think? Now, you think it's a racist white person sitting there going, "Hey, there's a black man outside my door. He's cleaning. He's acting like he's cleaning up, but you know what he's doing. You know."
Yes.
And then the cops came in. They got, you know, they worked off that complaint.
No, I don't think it was a complaint. I think the cop just saw somebody who he felt didn't belong.
Yeah,
that's a bad feeling when you're at some place, then someone try to make you feel like you don't belong there when you do belong there.
Right.
That's a very fucked up way to feel.
Yeah, sure. It's got to be.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I just thought that at that particular one that I felt, listen, she said the woman kept him from getting killed. And I go, probably, but she may have also almost gotten him in trouble because, you know, why you just, if anything, video it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the one, if anything, I was like telling, like she was telling the guy who was on
who
his
was
knees.
Who was recording it?
The woman with the camera. She was recording it.
And yelling?
She was yelling at the guy, stay down, listen, you know, don't move. And that's fine. I mean, if I'm staring there, I see anybody. Mind you, getting pointed at the cops and say, dude, just comply, man. Don't do a fucking thing, dude. You know, don't get shot over this.
But you should be able to walk in this country freely without having to comply. Because sometimes cops get mad because they feel you need to be subordinate. And a lot of people don't want to, you know, if you're walking down the street, mind your business. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm white. I was told that. I was told if cops, whatever is going on, just lose the. Now, you guys just pull down your pants and
well,
open your ass.
How many times has that happened to you, though?
About a half a dozen times.
A half a dozen times with cops done what?
Yeah, I got pulled over and asked to get out of the car, and can I search your car? And
do you let them
search? Yeah, fuck it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See? You know what I'm going to do, man. All right, I'm saying, you know, you got.
You let them search it.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. I mean, if they got reason, they, you know, what am I going to do?
Wouldn't you say no?
Yeah, you know, but if a cop has suspicion, like if they smelled pot, or
what if you suspect he's an asshole?
Well, he's an asshole. I mean, I hope he's not going to lose his life and pension and career by shooting me over me just going, hey, man, I'm not, you know, listen, I was going to be a lawyer and all that shit. I don't get legal on a cop. I don't sit there and try to become fucking Matlock and try myself in front of a cop. You know, I'm a self preservationist before everything. So
okay.
I will do whatever I can
like
to stay alive.
Too. I like
you know
to live
what I mean?
Too. I've been,
I don't want my pride to get in the way of me living another day.
Mm.
Boy, that should be on a fucking T-shirt. You know?
Pride, live another day.
Cops, Carlos Orsella says he thinks cops are scared. Yeah. Scary out there, man. Everybody's fucking scared. That's why
I'm scared. I'm more scared than the cop.
Yeah. You never know. You fucking never know what somebody's going to be doing. Hey, speaking of scared of the cops, Bill Cosby says that he's still America's dad. What do you think about that? On Twitter, he says, hey, I'm still America's dad, and you guys fucking don't forget it.
How was he tweeting?
He's on Twitter.
How?
I don't know.
You can tweet in prison?
I guess. Cause
how do you know it's Bill Cosby?
Maybe he's
tweeting.
Still at home. Is he in prison right now?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
And you know who else is on Twitter now? OJ.
I seen that. That's funny.
OJ's on Twitter. And people are, he's got over 500,000 followers.
That's funny. You following him?
I'm not following him.
Wow, that's funny.
But you know what I mean?
That's hilarious.
Do you think OJ did it?
Did what? The Twitter? Yeah, I think he did the Twitter.
You think he did the Twitter? You don't want to really get, he's trying to keep from getting really.
No, I mean, if he didn't do it, you know, it's too late. But I did what? Killed
his wife, ex-wife, and the guy she was banging?
No.
No?
But like Chris Rock says, I don't know if he did it, but like Chris Rock said, I understand.
Yeah.
You're going to bring another man home in my car? Okay.
Yeah, that's a bad move. You know, listen, if it's one thing if you have an ex-husband or ex-wife. If you have an ex, like if you're divorced, you don't want to bring the new trim to your house. Especially if it's still, you know what I mean? A woman. Like if I'm still living at my wife's house and we're separated, I'm not going to bring a girl back to my ex-wife's house that I'm just living at until I would figure out what the fuck I'm doing. You know, I'm going to go get a Hotel 6 or something. You know what I mean? Go get a Courtyard Marriott. You know, why would you bring her home to, you know?
Yeah, that's wrong. I don't agree with that either.
So, I just thought that was interesting.
I did too.
He's supposed to
be telling somebody, he's supposed to be getting payback, OJ.
He's supposed to get payback by who?
I don't know. No, he's supposed to be doing something online and announcing his payback.
Oh, yeah, he says he's going to get back at people.
Yes, back at
people. Who's he going to get back at?
I don't know. I don't. Not me.
He already killed Nicole. I mean, not allegedly.
Well, he was acquitted.
He was cleared of it, yeah.
He was acquitted.
He killed her. Come on.
Well, whatever.
I mean.
He ain't going to try. OJ going to kill you. He ain't going to kill me. OJ, I believe you, OJ.
Yeah, well, listen,
Doug,
OJ.
Doug, you don't believe
Listen,
me.
OJ, you want to come by my fucking pad. I'm fully armed.
All right.
And I ain't no Ron Goldman pussy.
He got knives, though.
Well, fuck. Don't come to a gunfight with a knife. I got an AR-15, a hand-pump shotgun, 4 handguns. Half the house is fucking booby-trapped.
Well, goddamn, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Is this room booby-trapped?
Yeah, be careful. Don't pull anything out of the wall.
Keep my hands in my lap then.
Yeah, don't kick anything. And
don't do any fast movement.
Yeah, don't move suddenly. Yeah, don't do anything crazy. You know what I mean? I just think... Yo, it's so like I want to find you on Twitter.
Yes.
I posted you. How many followers you got on Twitter?
No, OJ got more.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's ridiculous. I need to go out and kill somebody.
How many followers
somebody.
You got on Twitter?
Like 50.
I don't tweet that much. Like,
yeah.
I read the tweet, but I don't tweet that much.
I got like 5,600 fucking something.
I don't send too many tweets.
Yeah.
I'm tweeted out.
Dude, I'm amazed.
I got tried to tweet, but
yeah?
It's just I get bored to tweet.
I'm amazed that people tweet shit that has like 100,000 or 200 fucking likes, and you read it, and you're like, what's so fucking good about that?
I just hate when people tweet the entire day. Like, really? Brush my teeth.
Put on
my clothes.
I read people's tweets, and they're like, there's 250 fucking likes, and it's like, I didn't get ice cream today, but I got a donut.
Oh, donuts are good, though.
I like donuts. You like donuts better than fuck
donuts.
It? Yeah.
I love donuts.
I usually get, when I'm on the road, I always go by Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee.
Okay.
Especially if I'm going home or traveling.
You know, last time I came here, I found out a very interesting fat people snack.
Oh, yeah?
From the Wendy's.
Oh, yeah, the Go Wrap.
Yeah, see?
You remember that?
Yes.
Since you've been here, did you try the Go Wrap?
Yes.
You did?
Well, I did. I have tried. I have never had the Go Wrap before. I didn't even know that was a thing, but I did go by the Wendy's, and I did have the Go Wrap.
Now, which one did you have? They come in three styles.
Chicken.
Right, they're all chicken.
Crispy chicken.
The crispy, home style, yeah.
Yes.
How was it?
I thought it was rather delicious.
Right? Yes. Simple, not a big meal.
Yes. It was very gooey, though.
Yeah, because it has the Thousand Island dressing in it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Gooey, though. I mean, somebody had a fucking heavy hand on the salad dressing.
Yeah, but it was, yeah.
So it's good, like, right? I mean, it's good. It's not like, it's like you can eat it in a car.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get messy. It's not like eating a hamburger when tomatoes and shit fall out all over the place.
Go Wrap.
Yeah.
I had it like once. Oh, let me try one of these Go Wraps.
I'm glad. See what I'm doing? I'm influencing. See, I should get our fucking Wendy's to sponsor the show.
That would be good.
Hey, we got one follower, one guy from the show thought I was eating Go Wraps. Well, now here's the real thing. Will you go get it again?
No, because I've actually been trying to live. I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
I've lost like 20 pounds since I've been here last.
Yeah?
Last time I was really big. I filled up the chair, now I got room inside. So it's pretty good.
Well, how the fuck did you do that, lose that much weight?
One, drinking water. I only had one Go Wrap.
That's all you ate since you were here 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago, you had one fucking Go Wrap?
Yeah, starve yourself. Great diet.
Somebody said that to me. They like, go, like, my, who was it? My chiropractor. He said, fast. Like, if you ate like 3 or 4 o'clock today, you know, when I went to see him one day or last week or so, he says, don't eat until tomorrow now.
Oh.
I'm like, bitch, what are you, nuts?
Well, I'm starving. Fuck
yeah, that. I mean, but like fasting, like intermittent fasting, he called it. Like every other day, just like if you eat.
My problem is late night eating after shows.
Right.
That's donuts.
Yeah. I mean, what's your favorite donut?
All of them. All of them.
I mean, you like the cream. You want to shit with it, with a minute on it.
Sometimes it got so bad, I'm so fat, I go inside the Dunkin' Donuts and say, I want 3 donuts. And I just close my eyes and you pick.
Let them pick?
You pick.
You really trust these people to pick you a donut? Or you don't care? You just like any
that's
fucking donut?
That's how bad it was. Because sometimes when I go in the bag, I want to be surprised. So,
right?
Sprinkles.
Well, sometimes that happens with the Go Wrap. If I'm really hungry for lunch, I'll get 2. And I'll say, give me a spicy chicken Go Wrap.
Okay.
And then get me a grilled chicken Go Wrap.
I'm not too big on spicy.
Yeah.
I think I'm suffering from a sugar addiction, though.
Yeah.
I think I'm addicted. But you know what's bad? You tell people you got a sugar addiction, don't give a damn. But if you tell somebody you're addicted to crack,
get away from my jewelry.
But you know, if you tell somebody you're addicted to sugar, that's too bad.
Yeah,
that's
chubby
want
boy.
The cookie?
Yeah, can I get you a cookie?
Yeah,
thanks. Thanks for asking. Yeah, no, I'll do that. Like, I'll get coffee in the morning at Dunkin' Donuts, and that's usually it. And then I'll look at that fucking menu, and they have that menu there, and you start looking at it, and the donut. I'll tell you, here's something else you're gonna have to try.
Okay.
You won't have a hard time. You like them. Okay. The sour cream donut.
Yeah, I do like the sour
cream
donut.
Oh my god, dude! The sour cream donut is got to be one of the best donuts. Like, all right, I like the marble frosted. You know, the marble frosted. Talk about
that's a regular donut with the
chocolate and vanilla frosting on the top.
Yeah.
Right, I'm all about unity. Mm-hmm. Black and white frosting on the top.
Together, rather
right?
Delicious.
Ebony and olive. Ebony
and
ivory.
I like the one that's more chocolate than the white one. Over whatever.
Yeah.
even with the snacks, it's crazy. I like the more black donut than the white donut.
The more black donut has bigger donut. Actually.
Which donut do you choose, Doug? You get the white donut or black donut?
Yeah, the white donut. I got
with a little bit of black.
And then sometimes I don't
oppressor.
I'll tell you what donut's good, but I'll never order it, especially if I'm in the car, is anything with powder on it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like you eat that thing, it gets everywhere. And then that's when you get pulled over and you looks like you just did a fucking 8-ball in the car and the cop pulls you over. Get the fuck out of the car, man. It's a donut.
Whatever.
That wouldn't have happened if you had sour cream.
And then how ironic is that? Because the cop like, bullshit, I know what. Oh, wait. That is powdered sugar.
Yeah. I could tell.
That is powdered.
He starts licking your face. Oh, man. All right, dude, I'm going to have to let you go. I got to get a donut.
Yeah, me too.
But the sour cream donut, dude, it's like it's caked with that fucking. Right?
Yes, and they got that glazed thing. Have you been to Dandy's Donuts?
No.
They got a Dandy's Donut right up the street. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody's, like Dunkin' Donuts is too commercialized. Dandy's Donuts look like you're at somebody's house. They get pretty good donuts over there. Shout out to Dandy's Donuts.
I don't even know if I've ever seen them. Like, you've ever been one of those really, the outward, like the Voodoo Donuts? Yeah. Those really those places.
With the big donuts.
Oh, my God.
They sell huge oversized donuts.
Yeah, they're like got shit all over them. You can't eat it without shit falling off it.
Well, yeah, that's a good donut.
Right? You got chocolate chips coming off the thing. And, and
fucking, Krispy Kreme is good, too.
Well, those donuts. I mean, those donuts, you can't stop licking your fingers after it.
Yes.
There's so much shit on a Krispy Kreme, like
that's
glaze
true.
And chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be really hard to finish this show talking about these fucking donuts.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God.
Want to get some donuts?
Yeah, we should just. That's all we have time for here today in the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm going to. But at any rate. Hey, you know the game Dodgeball?
Yes.
You ever play Dodgeball?
Not in a long time. But
yeah, me either.
Played.
But I think it's a fun game. I remember playing it in the gym with like that round red ball or the kickball type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot. They took it out. You couldn't do it in PE. You know, the game of Dodgeball, you had a pin, right?
You can't play Dodgeball. They don't play Dodgeball anymore?
You're not allowed to fucking play Dodgeball anymore, man.
Well, because people should get hit in the head.
Yeah, or the poor kids or the Weasley kids get stuck because they cower and hide behind everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the last person left because they never tried to catch a ball. And they're sitting there like, come on, Billy, catch the fucking ball. We got to get back in. And he gets pummeled by some other fucking person.
They haven't played Dodgeball in a while.
Dodgeball is oppressive and dehumanizes people, study claims.
We should do it. We should bring it back.
We should. We should have a Wake Up with Dougie.
Yeah, Wake Up with Dougie. Dodgeball thing.
Dodgeball tournament.
A whole bunch of old people. 30 plus.
You know what? We'll get like a few teams. How many people are on a team of Dodgeball? 10?
8?
Yeah, we could probably make. So start forming your teams. We're going to have a Wake Up Late with Dougie Dodgeball tournament, and the winner gets...
I want you on my team.
Yeah, and the winner gets Dandy Donuts.
Because you're nice and fat, so he can hide behind you.
You're going to hide behind me? Dude, I can throw a ball, too.
I know.
I do that highlight throw from my soccer goalkeeper days, where I throw it like I'm holding, like I'm throwing a highlight. And I can catch. I'm a goalkeeper. I used to catch balls.
You catch balls?
Yeah, I shouldn't say that. Right. It's your rephrase. But yeah, you can...
I don't catch no balls. Fuck that.
No.
You hit me, man. I'm catching balls. Fuck that.
Yeah, you're not. So what good are you on my team then? You're going to be on my team? What are you going to do?
Well, you can. I can help you. I can throw some balls you can catch. How about that?
Yeah. We were going to do, I was going to plan this a few months ago, but was it last year, for God's sake? We were going to do a kickball match, a kickball game. We should have a kickball game. I was talking about this with the South Florida comedy scene. We were going to have a kickball game, and back in the day. Yeah. Back in the day, John Gregory, when he was here, he had a big feud with Fazal Malik.
Okay.
And I said, those guys should be team captains. We should go to a park and pick a fucking, you know, have a kickball game with the comics.
Yeah, I remember kickball. Because then when the pitcher, you get to stop the ball and throw it back and say, make it bouncy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not fast pitch kickball. It's the old, you know, you got to roll it, and you know.
Yeah.
I played in a kickball league a few years ago.
Really?
And yeah, it was kind of fun.
I played basketball not too long ago, and I realized that me playing basketball now, I've done become the old guy on the court. I used
right.
to laugh at when I was younger.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Life is a vicious cycle.
Dude, I went to my alumni soccer game at Nova a few months ago. And the year before, I actually played. You know, I actually was out there playing. This year, I didn't play.
Soccer.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know,
soccer.
Yeah, I played soccer in college and shit.
You played,
yeah.
But you play soccer now.
No.
Oh.
But I went out, like, thinking I would play and brought my shorts.
Oh, okay.
And stuff, and then, you know, but here's the thing.
You put on the shorts and you just stood on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, soccer, you got to run the whole time.
I know. But I was the goalie when I played, so I kind of just, stood there.
Mm.
You know, and then, but yeah, this time I'm like, no, because this is the thing, the alumni teams, these guys graduated a year or two ago, 3 years ago, so they're like 22, 23, 20, I'm 52, you know.
You're 52?
Yeah.
Wow, you look terrible for 52.
Dude, thanks, man. It's a great way to come back on the show, by the way, Dexter.
You're 52? Wow, I thought you was like 20.
Well, I'm sorry I told you about the fucking goat rap now.
I'm sorry. It's the asshole comic in me.
That's good, though. I'm glad it's good that you're doing this. Carlos says, soccer is the worst run kick. Well, listen, I do a whole joke about that, too. I play an over 40 soccer league, over 40 waist league.
Wait. Is the white guy going to tell the Spanish guy about soccer? Is that really what you're going to do?
Carlos is the Spanish guy? You know, I'm Spanish. I'm from Spain.
You're not Spanish.
Yes, I am.
I thought you was regular white.
What do you mean regular white? Like fucking bread? You call me Wonder Bread?
Really? You hear Spanish too?
Yeah, yeah.
You speak Spanish?
Sí, como no, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I speak Spanish. We're from Spain. Most people think I'm Italian.
Yes.
Because I usually walk out of my Z28 and pizza.
Yes.
But I'm fucking Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love when people get on an elevator, they start talking
like a
Spanish.
Spy.
Yeah. They talk Spanish in front of me. I'm like, hey, man.
And you understand?
Yeah, of course.
No, you don't.
I understand everything. I can read Spanish. I can talk it.
See, Carlos knows you're fucking Spanish. Can't trick
he's
Carlos.
Italian. Listen, Carlos doesn't know a damn thing.
Carlos knows. He's Italian. I thought he was Italian too, Carlos.
Carlos, yo creo que yo soy italiano. Eso no es verdad. Yo soy de España. Mi familia es de España. See, there you go.
I don't know what you said.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I'm not Spanish, so I don't know what that could have been Italian.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna make me look like an asshole. Oh, that is Spanish the whole time he's speaking Italian. No.
Well, Italian and Spanish are somewhat similar.
Exactly.
Like, I can understand some Italian.
Because you're Italian.
Yeah. Especially to say pizza.
Let me ask
you cannoli.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If there was a pizza or a burrito,
which one would I choose?
Yes. Pizza.
A whole pizza. You said a whole fucking pizza. Or a couple slices. In other words, there's a couple slices of pizza.
Which is more tempting, the slice or the whole pizza?
Oh, the slice.
Okay, so slice.
All right, yeah, two slices sitting on a table and a burrito with cheese and beef.
Whatever.
All fucking looking delicious.
Mm-hmm. You can only have one.
I'm going for the pizza.
Ah! Freaking Italian.
That's the trick. He tricked me, man.
Freaking Italian. If there were two tools outside, a whole... or a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you choose?
Shovel.
Because you're fucking Italian.
I never knew shovels were invented by the Italians.
No, because that's how they dig holes to bury people. Because you're mobs.
I thought you were going to say Mexicans dig fucking tunnels so they, you know.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But
no.
A hoe?
The
who the fuck uses
the
a hoe anymore?
For the garden. Well, pimps.
Pimps? That's a different hoe. Give me a hoe.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I never thought I'd work in a farm. At any rate, stage is flying by, man. It's awesome. And it's raining like a bitch.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, it's that time of day, everybody, where we jump in on the news.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them.
Okay.
Right?
Go.
Here's our first story. You following the World Cup?
The Italians are the Mexicans of Europe.
Yeah. Do you know that?
I don't know.
I'm glad you. That's amazing. You can read that from there because I'm having a hard time from here.
Yeah, because I can see.
Yeah, I'm starting.
Are
to
you
lose
mad
my
that?
Eyes.
Wait, are you amazed that I could read? Is that what you just
said? Yeah. You can read a book? How you get to read?
All that reading?
All that reading?
Okay, so what are we making fun of?
All right, so I'm a big soccer fan. The Women's World Cup is on now.
Okay.
America had their first game, and they beat Thailand 13-0.
I'm not up on the world
yeah,
soccer.
Yeah, well, they were mad because the Americans kept celebrating every goal, and 13-0 is a fucking, they destroyed them. And some
so
people
the Americans won or lost?
They won.
Okay.
They're favored to win the World Cup, too.
But, the Americans.
Yeah, but there's a bar that actually had a promotion. They give everybody a free shot for every goal. But then the Americans won 13-0, and everybody fucking died in auto accidents on the
wow.
way home. No.
Hilarious.
A Miami bar that offered customers free shots for every goal scored by the United States at the Women's World Cup has scaled back its offer in the wake of the team's record-breaking 13-0 thrashing of Thailand.
Wow.
The American Social Bar and Kitchen used its social media page for the promotion, clearly not expecting the U.S. to rack up the tournament's biggest ever win.
Wow.
13 shots. Can you imagine sitting there going, you don't drink, right?
I slowed down.
Yeah.
I slowed down a lot.
I can't drink like I used to.
Matter of fact, I've been doing good, but I did a show the other night, shouts out to Chris Preacher, and then he gave me free alcohol.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where was this?
This was in Pompano.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's that guy works like a beast, man. He does all kinds of shows, Chris.
He's one of the hardest working, other than you, because y'all two work, yeah.
Yeah, but he does all kinds of stuff. He does, like, fucking...
He's everywhere.
Dinner parties, fucking PTA fucking everywhere. Meetings. He does shows everywhere.
Everywhere.
And there's comics. You know, he's only been doing it 3 or 4 years.
I know.
And, like, he's
he
got...
He grinds.
The, yeah, and people are like, how come he's headlining and shit? Well...
Because he grinds.
He's grinding.
He grinds.
You know, people don't understand... Like, people, like, you know, people when it comes to that, they're like, why has that happened? Like, you know...
What you put in is what you get out.
Yeah. Right? Is it... Now, sometimes some people get luckier. Some people,
yes,
you know, there have been people in Florida that made it real early when they probably shouldn't have, and they had that moment, and then they fell back, and you know,
that guy, what you call it, the big guy, the John Panette was not doing comedy for a long time before he made it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you mean he was doing comedy?
He was not doing comedy a long time before he started becoming headliners.
So he just started comedy and boom.
Like a year or two later.
Well, because he's a big fat guy.
Yes.
You know,
is he dead?
He's dead. Yeah, he died.
He's dead. So I don't think he's doing shows anymore.
No, I don't think he's... I think his calendar's clear
was
this
that
month.
Evil? That was evil.
That was mean.
That was wrong.
We should have a donut.
Now we're going to be fat.
Celebrate him.
Yeah. I was watching something online with the amazing Jonathan.
Yeah.
You seen that thing online?
About
the life and death and yeah. whatever. That was good.
That was a Steve Byrne documentary put that together
yeah.
about him.
You watched it?
I didn't watch it, but I loved Demaryius Johnson. He was always a great act.
Me too.
And I remember being at the World Series of Comedy main event a few years back,
mm-hmm.
and he did one of the seminars. He spoke in one of the seminars. And his message to everybody was, listen, if you're trying to get booked, sometimes you got to stretch the truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, if you... you know, even if you did a guest spot in front of J.J. Walker, say you open for J.J., you know, just kind of, if you have a booker, you try to do whatever you can to get booked, which, by the way, brings me to something I need your professional veteran comic opinion of.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
lie.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing about this is a local comic, who I won't mention, Wayne Felber,
okay.
Was at that same seminar.
Okay.
And he learned, he picked up on that, started using that, and that's cool. You know, use the advice, try to get work. But I remember one time he posted a photo that he said he did a set at the Second City comedy show.
Okay.
And you could tell by the photo, it's him on stage and there's nobody going, you know what I mean? And then I looked up on the thing and it said that there was tours. You know, there's a tour through Second City. And he just, so he got up on stage during the tour and then he said he was performing there, which, hey, God bless.
Technically.
You know? He was on the stage.
How's he doing anyway?
He's doing good. He's still, you know, I think he's opening for somebody in Boynton Beach coming up. Now, here's the thing I'm going to ask you.
Go.
I use a TV credit, Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I use that because I was on the show once, but I was not doing stand-up comedy. I was on there for a bit called The Wall of America.
Okay.
And, you know, you Skype in, your face is on there, and you get to talk and da-da-da, whatever is a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy Mike Calta, otherwise known as Cowhead or Cowballs, mm-hmm. he's a radio guy out of Tampa.
Okay.
So I did this show this week in Bonita Springs.
Mm-hmm.
This guy Rob Gargiulo, who's a radio guy, used to be with the was a Bubba Army Radio and all that shit. So he posted, he made the flyer and he put, seen on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel, Dougie Almeida.
Yes.
Right? I don't do that. You know, I put a little thing, when I put a poster, it's a scene on, you know, finalist of the World Series of Comedy and the Comedy Time. And those are my credits.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy, Mike Calta, the radio guy, he says, "Oh, this is misleading. You know, what the fuck is this? I try to look up. I don't see any video of you doing comedy on this and that." And I go, "Well, I don't mean it to be misleading. If you went to my website,
yes, you do. Go ahead.
If you went to my website, my bio says seen on the Jimmy Kimmel show during the Wall of America segment.
Oh.
I didn't say doing stand up. So I'm not misleading anybody. I asked several comics, okay, well-known comics, if you would consider that a TV credit.
Mm-hmm.
And they all said, yes, you're on a show.
Let me ask you a question. Was your picture or your likelihood likeness on the TV?
Yes.
Did it say Jimmy Kimmel at the bottom?
Yes.
Kiss my ass. That's all
I even posted on Twitter. I posted a thing where it shows me on the screen with a couple other people, and it has the ABC emblem there and everything.
Was Jimmy Kimmel the host of the show? Or was it like one of those shows to where Jimmy Kimmel wasn't even on the host?
No, he was there.
He was there.
Yeah.
Did Jimmy say Dougie?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, shit. I'd have put more than that. I'd put an 8.
All right. So my point is that this guy now I had a bunch of his hoopleheads that follow him on his. They're all like hoopleheads.
What's a hooplehead?
Yeah, it's an old expression. I like it. It sounds funny. Hooplehead's like a dumbass. You know,
I like new words. Hooplehead.
Yeah. If you ever watch the old TV show on HBO, Deadwood, which they finished it, had a movie recently to finish the whole thing. Deadwood was a series on HBO that during the writing strike they never finished.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great show. They used the hooplehead was used a lot by one of the main characters as some of these people that are like Minnesotans. That were coming down
like
to the
white,
south.
I like how white people make up cuss words.
Yeah. Well, cocksucker was a big word on this TV show. Another cocksucker.
Man, I don't even know why cocksucker is a bad word. I have not met one cocksucker that I didn't appreciate.
Yeah. Well, female cocksuckers.
I only deal with female cocksuckers. I don't deal with male cocksuckers. Yeah. Not that anything's wrong with male cocksuckers. Right. If that's your thing, God bless you. But everybody's ever, you have to have had the original vagina from birth to be over here.
Yeah, so you won't mess with a rebuilt model.
I don't have my vagina for about 6 months. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just getting used to it.
No.
I got to break it in.
No.
Like a fucking new chair.
No.
All right, well.
No.
You ever been fooled? Miami is a lot of this.
I've never been fooled. And anybody who's been fooled, nigga, you want some food.
Yeah. Perry Sack just joined us. We were doing a show at the...
Perry Sack was fooled?
Yeah, we were doing a show at the old... Remember the old Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club?
Yes.
Well,
which one?
Well, the Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club was turned into the Catskill Comedy Club.
Yes.
So
we were there
one night and...
Right next to Wilton Manors.
Yes.
Okay.
And then these trans... Genders or the drag show chicks.
I like how,
dude.
I like how you slowed down just so you could be PC. That's beautiful.
China.
I like how you slowed down just so you could be as least offensive as possible.
I'm trying. I want to.
That was good.
Out of these drag queen dudes, but Perry and I were looking at them like, oh my god, like, you know, it was.
I would never know. Never mind.
Listen, I didn't jump on the dude. I'm just saying, Perry and I were looking at this guy going, fuck, if we didn't know there was a drag show coming up right now, I've said too much.
You were fooled?
I may have been fooled.
You wanted to fuck a man?
No, I don't ever want to fuck a guy. But I'm just saying that this dude looks so hot that, you know.
I know a lot of men like new pussy, but I don't want no new pussy like that.
Yeah. When I say I want strange, that's not the kind of fucking strange.
No,
yeah, I hear you on that. Trust me, brother. Yeah. All right, so...
I got new pussy. I only had my pussy for 2 years.
I got a rebuilt pussy. Yeah.
I take a rejuvenated pussy.
Yeah, like the chicks who get it sewn up?
Yes.
Or have you ever been with a woman like that? You ever been with an older woman that said she got it tightened up?
I don't care.
Yeah?
I mean, why not? I don't know if I have or not, but I don't know. I don't ask any questions. Other than... Have you had this for a while?
Yeah. Mm. Were you born with this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of women, here's another story. A woman who stamped on turtle's nest and stabbed it with a wooden stake is now arrested. A Chinese woman in South Beach came across one of these sea turtle nests that you're not supposed to touch. They're fucking endangered.
They're nesting.
Yeah, they're nesting and shit. This fucking Chinese lady, oh, pokey, pokey, fucking sticking a stick in it and shit and walking all over them. 41-year-old woman arrested for attacking a sea turtle nest with a wooden stake on Miami Beach has been arrested. Police officers and eyewitness saw Yokun Liu jabbing the sea turtle's nest and stomping all over the nest with her bare feet. What a fucking bitch.
Why would she do that?
Because she's got nothing better to do and she's Chinese.
Wow.
Mrs. Liu, who lives in...
At least make a soup.
Yeah.
If that would have ended with, and then she made a soup, you'd be like...
And fed the homeless.
Okay, well, that's what they, you know.
I mean, if you're going to make
who
it...
Who don't like turtle soup?
Well, she lives in Michigan. She was discovered inside a fenced-off area that was cordoned off to protect the hatchlings. Yellow tape, sticks, and do not disturb signs were warned the public to stay away, but she said, fuck it, I'm going in anyway. She's facing felony charges for violating Florida law, the U.S. Endangered Species Act of 1973.
Wow.
Which makes it a crime to harm or harass sea turtle nests. Imagine what you're in jail for.
She's harassing a sea turtle.
Hey, look at you fucking sea turtles, you asshole sea turtles. Look at you motherfucking sea turtles. Ain't no shit. I'm nothing but a little sea turtle.
What if she was sexually harassing the sea turtles?
Yeah.
You want that promotion?
Yeah. Yeah, so you really want to make it out to sea, bitch? You think you're going to make it out to sea without my help?
You got to snap some of this pussy.
Mm-hmm. You want to snap? Officials from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission inspected the nest and determined the eggs were not harmed. Well, thank God she was a little Chinese woman and not a big fat woman from fucking Yugoslavia.
Mm-mm-mm. That's gross.
Mm-hmm. You know, leave fucking things alone. You know what I mean? So there was a photo on Facebook of some fucking alligator swimming through the water with a big knife sticking out of its head. See that one?
No.
You know, who the fuck? People do that
whoever,
when you're a kid.
Whoever put the knife in the alligator's head, I'm glad they're okay. But if the alligator would have snapped the arm off, you deserve what you got.
Right.
That
would be the question. Did the guy, like, stick the knife in the head while he was being eaten? And then he's gone? Then that's fine. But not, if not, somebody was probably throwing the knife and stuck it in him from a distance.
Unless you're defending your child or something like that, yeah.
No need to fuck with the, like, you know, I remember when I was a kid, kids would throw rocks at ducks and shit and fuck with ducks, and I would get mad, you know, I'd be like, dude, what the fuck, you know, I'd get mad and see the duck get hurt. My dog, who fucking, you know, a few months ago, my dog got out through the garage door, chased a duck, fucking tore it, broke its neck, and left it in the neighbor's yard.
I like how your dog barks for the first 1 minute and then they'll say nothing else.
Yeah, he said enough.
Like, you got a lazy guard dog.
All right, okay. I guess you could stay.
You ain't going nowhere? All right.
Exactly. A woman in a wheelchair fires taser at a Detroit McDonald's worker because she wasn't happy with how long it was taking to get her food. A woman in a wheelchair tired of waiting for her food at a Detroit McDonald's fired a taser at an employee on Thursday night. Wayne State Police Lieutenant Keith Morris said the woman fired her taser at the employee who dodged the dart at the location near WSU at Woodward and Canfield. Like, I know where the fuck that is. The employee was not injured and called police to the location where officers found the irate customer with the taser tucked in her shirt. Officers confiscated the taser and requested an out-of-custody warrant. If the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office allows it, the woman will be arrested.
Was it a power wheelchair or a manual wheelchair?
Doesn't say.
Because if you got two legs and you let somebody roll up on you, and tase you from a wheelchair, you deserve it.
Yeah. Well, she missed, so she missed her. She missed the employee, yeah.
Well, she's in the wheelchair.
Yeah. You better. You're right. You know, if you get caught, if somebody in a fucking wheelchair
tases you from a wheelchair,
yeah,
you deserve it.
You're probably running away like that guy in the park with the cop.
That's wrong.
Ugh. People are just crazy, man.
Yeah, they are.
You know? Imagine we got that crazy about a fucking donut.
Yeah, but donuts are delicious.
So would you tase somebody over a donut?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. South Carolina woman arrested for cruising down the road in a child's toy truck while impaired. Cute
is
girl,
that
too.
Drinking? Is that drinking and driving?
Yes, it is. You know those little ones with the little doing about 1 mile an hour. It says here, South Carolina police charged a woman with public intoxication.
How do you pull? How does the cop pull that person over?
Yeah, pull over.
That's funny. A high-speed chase going 3 miles an hour.
After finding her cruising down the road in a child's motorized toy truck, The arrest of Megan Holman, 25, on a charge of operating a Silver Power Wheels truck under the influence of a narcotic happened on Monday in Walhalla, South Carolina.
Power Wheels.
Police said she avoided a DUI charge because her mode of transport was a toy, not a vehicle.
So she got arrested for intoxication.
Right, public intoxication.
Not DUI.
Not DUI. I would say, I'm not an attorney. I almost went to Georgetown Law School. But I would say that it would be hard to say you're endangering anybody by driving a truck doing 2 miles an hour.
Well, you're endangering yourself.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
Especially if you're out in the middle of the street, you know, and shit, taking up space.
That would be funny.
The news report says Holman told officers she was riding the toy truck as a part of a scavenger hunt and that she wanted to be a professional wrestler like her father. And this was how to do it. Imagine the cops just laughing at that, you know.
White lady.
Yeah, she was black, they would have shot her.
White lady. The white privilege.
Tennessee man secretly lived in family's attic, snuck into a 14-year-old girl's room at night, the cop said. Could you imagine? It's one thing you have rats. Like, somebody once in a while, the rain, especially this time of year, rats come in at night, they try to get in the house. You know, like our house, we get them.
When is his funeral?
Right? Can you imagine? And the guy looks like Nadeem Awad, by the way, local comic. Tennessee man accused of secretly living in a family's attic and sneaking into their 14-year-old daughter's room at night was arrested after the girl's mother reportedly discovered him earlier this month.
Earlier this month?
Matthew Castro, 18, was taken into custody at the house in Mount Juliet, a city roughly 20 miles east of Nashville.
Yeah, that was her boyfriend.
They wonder if he banged a girl. He's 18, she's 14. The girl's mother reportedly said she came home and saw Castro standing at the top of the staircase. Despite her telling him to leave, Castro allegedly ran into the attic and refused to come out.
Well, he's been living there.
It's his house. Police reportedly had to be called in order to get Castro to vacate the space.
Wow.
Officials said Castro had been living in the attic of the house in the Wilson County and coming down at night through a door in the girl's bedroom closet. Investigators said that just a few weeks ago, they warned Castro to stay away from the teen girl after the pair tried to run away together. Castro's mother told the news the 14-year-old would often call her son over to her home to talk about her emotions. She added Castro, who has charged with trespassing, has mental health issues. But he is getting 14-year-old pussy, so he's got something going for him.
Wow.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get that in a minute. We're almost done here. Actress Jenny Slate. Never heard of her.
Never.
To address Island graduating class of one. Can you imagine? That's like saying, hey,
you're the only one that graduated?
One person. That's like somebody saying, Dexter, I'm going to have you close out a show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're going to close out a show. Okay. Saturday night, come out, and you go out, and there's one person in the fucking audience. What's the smallest crowd you ever performed to?
The smallest crowd I actually did a show for, probably five people. That we actually did the show. The smallest was probably five people.
The show goes on.
Yes.
I mentioned that Catskill Comedy Club. Me, Perry Sack, and I think Lenny Travis and a couple other people did a show to four people at that club.
I did three people then. How about that?
I did
three.
Two.
Well, fuck that. I did just me.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I masturbated and told jokes to myself.
Oh, God damn it.
Actress Jenny Slate to address one graduating person in Cuddy Hunk Island, Massachusetts.
So she did a commencement speech?
The single graduating student of a tiny Massachusetts island.
You could have literally sent the email.
Is nothing. Yes, could have Skyped it in. Is nonetheless receiving the star treatment. Actress and comedian Jenny Slate, who I've never heard of, will speak at this month's graduation ceremony for Cuddy Hunk Elementary School, a one-room schoolhouse on the island that has a year-round population of around 12 people. And everybody's got herpes.
Wow.
Slate's audience will be Gwen Lynch, this year's lone graduate of the school that goes up to eighth grade. Her family and other Cuddy Hunk residents. Michael Estrue, a summer resident who was in charge of finding a speaker, tells the Cape Cod Times that Slate is familiar with the island of Massachusetts native. Slate played Mona Lisa Saperstein on Parks and Recreation as a former Saturday Night Live cast member.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Hey, Chris gave us a nice name for a comedy tour.
Yeah.
Dexter and Dougie. Double D.
The Double D Comedy Tour.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Double D. I made that up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a problem here.
Hey, look, Jay, just because you got a problem don't mean you ain't got
look at me. My mic boom just fucking you destroyed.
Give a little bit of Viagra. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Listen, if you can't get this thing going for... Oh, this is fucked up. Everything's going wrong today. Fucking rain.
You got one over there.
Yeah, I don't even got time to change it. Got a few more stories and we're done.
Okay.
But Chris hates Dougie and Dexter, Double D baby. Yeah, buddy. Florida woman, 21, choked her boyfriend and squeezed his genitals until they bled.
How do you do that?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out.
How? I've been squeezing my dick a long time. I did not know there was a point to where.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, it says here.
That's gross.
Her name is Katie Lee Pitchford.
Mm.
Somebody with a name like Pitchford, it seems like they'd do something like that. Florida woman who has been arrested for squeezing her boyfriend's genitals until they bled.
Put that bitch under the jail.
Mm-hmm. Katie Lee Pitchford was arrested on June 4th after cops responded to reports of an assault at a home where a man was screaming his balls off.
You freaking asshole.
A man called police at 3:47 a.m. saying his live-in girlfriend, who has been dating for nearly 3 years, assaulted him after she became enraged during an argument, according to the police report. Cops arrived to the scene. The victim was found with his face bloodied and bruising. In the arrest report, Pitchford claimed they got into the fight because she wanted to go on a date with an old friend of and her boyfriend found out by seeing text messages. You always get fucking caught on the text messages. Mm-hmm. And became jealous, but she says the confrontation was only verbal, not physical. Well, explain my balls looking like this. Pitchford said earlier that evening the couple had been out drinking and then went to the beach where Pitchford fell and suffered scrapes and bruises to her legs. The couple then returned home and the boyfriend helped put bandage on her injuries. The boyfriend told the police the same story on the beach in the fall, but says that Pitchford suddenly attacked him out of the blue and he was sleeping in bed by grabbing his scrotum. The boyfriend told police that Pitchford grabbed him by his balls and squeezed them until they bled. She's a good-looking chick, too.
Let me see. That's fucked up.
She's got these fucking Groucho Marx.
Oh, wow, that's not what I pictured.
Yeah? You, what's a ball squeezer look like in mind?
I thought she was going to be like a yeah, never mind.
But she looks like the kind of chick who fucks around.
I thought she was going to be fat.
She looks like the kind of chick that fucks around.
I thought it would be a fat white woman.
Yeah?
I did. I was being stereotypical.
Pitchford, a hairstylist and colorist, was arrested for battery and accused of violating her probation. I guess she squeezed nuts before.
Wow. Stop or she'll squeeze again.
The nut squeezer.
I bet she's an excellent judge of fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a part-time gig over at the fucking Lucky Market.
They won't let her in Publix because all this squeezed fruit.
Lady, please stop squeezing the melons. Oh, God. Well, we got time for one more story. Which one would I do? This is the story I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. A Florida couple built drive-through window at mobile home to sell drugs.
A damn retard.
Florida couple was arrested last week after they were caught allegedly selling drugs out of a drive-through window they constructed out of the side of their own mobile home.
Mm.
William Parrish Jr. and Mackenzie Dobbs of Ocala, Florida, were arrested on August 23rd after investigators raided their home, their mobile home, following reports of 4 drug overdoses in the area. Fucking Ocala. Ocala police said the couple had turned a kitchen window into a drive-thru so customers would not have to constantly enter and exit their home, but just drive all over their fucking yard.
I mean, but who really wants drug addicts in your house? Seriously.
Right. I mean, you know, don't let these people in. I think my wife's telling me to do that with the podcast. I'm going to open that window over there and everybody sit outside.
In the rain?
Yeah. Fucking, look at this horse shit. Oh, God.
He's having equipment issues.
We were seeing some overdose incidents that were happening in this particular area, specifically at the particular location, said Ocala Police Captain Stephen Cuppy, who's not a very tough name, Cuppy. That's what happens to do with your balls when you're cold. Cuppy. There were some heroin sales that were going on there. Subsequently, through the investigation, we were able to determine that product was laced with fentanyl.
Wow.
It's bad stuff.
Wow.
Parish 32 was charged with driving under the influence, keeping a dwelling used to sell drug possessions of drugs with intent to sell, resistance, arrest with violence. According to Marion County Sheriff's Office, Dobbs 20 has been charged with keeping a dwelling used to sell drugs, possession of drugs, and just being a fucking loser. So if you're going to sell drugs, do it out in the street like everybody else does.
Exactly. Don't be fucking lazy.
You know, if you do it, if you do shit in your car gets repossessed. You know? You commit a crime and that's it. You don't have no fucking car anymore.
You lose your house if you sell drugs.
Yeah. House. No, well, no more house. I mean, it's a fucking mobile home. Not really a house, but anyway. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
All right.
That's it.
It's been beautiful.
It's been a fun time. Thanks to Dexter Anger for joining us today.
Thanks you for joining today.
That's right, guys and gals. And don't forget, this Friday and Saturday, if you are in South Carolina, I want my balls squeezed. I'll be at the Comedy Zone at Greenville, South Carolina, this Friday and Saturday night. Come out and see me. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Mm. And also follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous.
And also, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Dexter Angry, with the A in the Circle, Dexter Angry on Instagram, Twitter, and also Facebook. And I'm doing a show this Saturday night in Pembroke Pines with Chaotic Organized Chaos.
Yeah? It's a nice place over there, Pembroke Pines. Go check him out. And for more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com for me. Tomorrow, we'll probably have a show tomorrow, another podcast here tomorrow. We didn't do any last week, so we do two this week. Right after each other, in succession, I think Jackie Sanchez and Minda will be here tomorrow.
Ooh.
So we're going to have one black guy here tonight, and then two women tomorrow.
See, look at you, all multicultural.
I'm trying to blend in. Anyway, guys, thanks for checking us out today. Don't forget to go to our home site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Be a patron. You can donate $1 a month. We usually, when you guys do that, we donate that money to the co-host for gas money that come in. So we're getting only $5 a month right now, so it's hard to split. But go to that fucking site and follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well as Wake Up Dougie. We have a Facebook page and stuff like that. Check us out, join us, be part of the fun. And aside from that, guys, we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground.